Standing. Stand with your feet together and your heels directly behind your toes. Engage your quads. Spread your toes and relax your arms down by your sides. Elongate your neck. Keep your shoulders down and relaxed. Keep your feet parallel. Next pose. Standing arched arm reach. Inhale and extend your arms overhead. Lengthen through your sides and relax your shoulders. Look up towards your hands. Drop your tailbone and lift your chest. Next pose. Standing side opener. Raise your arms over your head and grab your right wrist with your left hand. Bend sideways from your waist to the left side. Lift up and over to lengthen your ribs. Next pose. Standing palm press. Lace your fingers together and press your palms up toward the ceiling, lengthening your arms. Look up at your fingers and relax your shoulders. Take a nice big inhale, breathing into your ribs. Standing arch next pose. Standing arch, press your thumbs to your lower back, bring your shoulder blades together, arch your back, and press your chest straight up. Make sure you keep pressing on your lower back with your thumbs. This supports your lower back and helps keep the arch in the harder to reach middle and upper back. If your back feels open and you'd like to go a little deeper into this pose, bend your knees slightly, keep breathing, and slowly arch a little farther back. Next pose, standing forward bend. Stand with your feet parallel and hip width apart. Bend your knees deeply and carefully fold your torso over your legs, beginning with your belly and then your middle ribs. Let your hands hang straight down. Bend your knees as much as necessary to rest your torso on your legs. This will take some pressure off your back to prevent overstretching and injury, and will also make the forward bend more efficient. Working this way will eventually bring your legs and torso flush together in correct alignment. Place your feet hip width apart, usually leaves about the width of two fists between them. You can check this by making fists and placing them side by side between your feet. When your feet are under your hip bones, you're balanced and able to build strength, release tension, and move efficiently. Next pose. Standing forward bend, elbow hold. Grab your elbows and let your head hang heavy. Let your torso rise slightly with each inhale and release farther over your legs with each exhale. Make sure your weight is evenly distributed on your feet. Doing so helps to strengthen and release your muscles correctly. When standing, we often favor one leg or rock to our heels or toes instead of standing equally centered on both feet. You can check this in your forward bend. If your hips are behind you and you feel as if you are locking your knees, you probably have too much weight on your heels. Bring your hips forward over your feet and your weight will be evenly distributed. Next pose. Standing forward bend, neck release. Place your fingers together at the base of your neck and gently guide at the top of your head toward the floor. Exhale and release your torso closer to your legs. Inhale and expand your sides. Bend your knees slightly if it's more comfortable for you. Next pose, standing forward bend, calf hold. Release your hands and grab your calves, bending your elbows slightly out to the sides. Release your torso towards your legs on each exhale. Next pose, back lengthener with easy twist. Plant the fingers of your left hand on the floor a few inches in front of your feet. Bend your left knee slightly. Open your chest to the right and extend your right arm upward. Look up at your right hand. Lengthen your spine from your lower back out through the top of your head. Next pose, standing hand step. Bend your knees, then slightly step on both of your hands so that the tops of your hands are on the floor, fingers pointing behind you, and your toes are resting on the insides of your wrists. Keep your knees bent and breathe here for a few breaths. Let your head hang down. If your wrists feel good and the muscles in the back of your thighs don't feel tight, try straightening your legs. Next pose, squat. Lower your body as far as you can by bending your knees and pushing your hips back. Point your toes out slightly and separate your feet as much as you need to in order to keep your heels on the floor. Lace your fingers together behind your head and let your head hang and your torso sink down between your legs. Next pose, squat hang. Release your hands and place them on the floor in front of you, continuing to let your head and torso hang. Next pose, squat twist. Bring your left shoulder inside your left knee and rest your left hand on the floor. Press your right hand on your right thigh just above your knee. Don't round your shoulders. Open your chest. Look up over your right shoulder. Next pose, squat twist bind. Wrap your right arm around and behind your back. Bring your left arm behind your left shin and grab your right wrist with your left hand. If you can get into the bind, try to straighten your arms to open your chest farther. Next pose, down dog. From standing, come down to all fours. Spread your fingers wide on your mat. Make sure your wrists are under your shoulders and your knees are under your hips. Tuck your toes, lift your hips up and back, and extend your legs. Press your shoulders toward the floor and relax your neck. Press your palms against the floor a few inches in front of your feet. Walk your feet back, lift your hips, and press your heels toward the floor. Relax your shoulders and head. Spreading your fingers ensure a stable foundation that builds strength effectively and prevents injury. Whether you're on all fours or in plank, down dog, or handstand, spread your fingers wide as if you were squishing them into wet sand. If your heels are far away from the floor and down dog, try walking your feet forward a few inches to lower your heels. When your entire foot rests on the floor, you have a much more stable base and get more length out of the pose. If your heels are too far off the floor, you may overstress the rest of your body in an effort to hold the position. Walking your feet in a bit can help take the edge off until your body opens up more. Next pose, down dog split. Bring your right leg straight up behind you, foot flexed. Keep your hips square to the floor. Reach the back of your leg straight up. You can check whether your hips are square by tilting your head down and looking to see if your foot is pointing down. Next pose, down dog split, side lift. Arc your right leg from behind you out to your right side so your toes point forward. Keep your right leg even with your hips and keep both arms straight and strong. Stay here for 5 long deep breaths and then open your hips to the right. And lift your leg even higher. Point and flex your foot to open up your ankle. Next pose, down dog split, open hips. Open your hips to the right and lift your right leg up high behind you, pointing your toes. Keep your shoulders square to the floor. Next pose, down dog split. Open hips and shoulders. Keeping your hips open to the right, open your shoulders to the right side. Next pose, down dog split. Forearm lower. Lower your left forearm to the floor. Next pose, palm raise. Come to all fours. Make sure your hands are directly under your shoulders and your knees are under your hips. Spread your fingers wide and press your palms and fingers firmly against the floor. With a slow, continuous motion, raise and lower your palms 10 times. If this is difficult at first, try shifting your hips back towards your heels a little, bringing your shoulders from directly above to slightly behind your shoulders, from directly above to slightly behind your wrists. This will make it easier to maintain a slow, controlled motion. Spreading your fingers secures a stable foundation that builds strength effectively and prevents injury. Whether you are on all fours or in plank, down dog, or handstand, spread your fingers wide as if you were squishing them into wet sand. Variation 1. Turn your fingers to point slightly outward and repeat the raises. Variation 2. Now turn your fingers to point slightly inward and repeat the raises. Next pose. Fists facing. Make fists with both hands. Bending your elbows out to the sides, place the tops of your hands on the floor so your fingers face each other. Start to straighten your arms, but only as much as you can while keeping your fists tight. Hold the straightest wrist and forearm position you can while keeping your fists tight. Next pose, wrist release. Rest your palms on the floor so your fingers face forward and are spread evenly. Turn your right hand to the right until your fingers face your knees. Lower your palm to the floor. Gently lower your hips back toward your heels. Go only as far as you can without any pain. It might be enough just to keep your shoulders over your wrists. Next pose, low lunge. Step forward with your right foot. Press your fingertips on the floor with one hand on each side of your right foot. Bend your knees slightly and step back with your left leg into a long, low lunge. Your right leg should be bent deeply and your left leg should be straight. Reach out through your left heel and sink your hips low. Relax your shoulders and soften your collarbones. Next pose, low lunge, back knee down, hands on front knee. Gently lower your left knee to the floor, place your hands on top of your right knee and bring your shoulder blades together, sink your hips forward. Next pose, low lunge, back knee down with twist. Hip hold. Bring your left hand to your right knee and wrap your right arm around your back so you can hold your left hip with your hand. Pull your left hip up to square your hips and bring your right shin perpendicular to the floor. Twist your torso around to the right. Next pose. Low lunge. Back knee down. Palm press. Lace your fingers together. Press your palms up and lengthen your arms. Look up at your fingers and relax your shoulders down as you sink your hips forward. Next pose, low lunge. Back knee down, hip release, lizard pose. Bring your hands down on each side of your right foot. Move your right foot toward your right hand or the right edge of your mat. Point your toes forward and make sure your heel is directly behind your toes. Bring your forearms to the floor inside your right foot. Lengthen your chest forward with each inhale and sink your hips and chest closer to the floor with each exhale. Next pose, low lunge, sit on back heel, forward bend. Move your hips back and rest your weight on your left heel. Extend your right leg in front of you, resting your heel on the floor. Foot flexed, rest your fingertips on the floor on each side of your knees. Inhale, bend at the waist and lengthen your back. Exhale and twist over your right leg. Next pose, high lunge. Bend your right knee over your right foot so your thigh is parallel to the floor. Extend your arms straight up over your ears. Sink your hips and relax your shoulders. Put some weight onto your left foot, reaching your heel out behind you for stability. Next pose, high lunge with twist. Reach your left arm forward and your right arm back and open your torso to your right side. Make sure your shoulders are over your hips. Relax your shoulders and look back over your right hand. Next pose. High lunge with twist, fingertips down. Lower your left arm along the outside of your right knee and touch your fingertips to the floor. Extend your right arm upward, relax your shoulders, and look up over your right hand. Next pose, warrior one. Stand with your feet hip width apart. Bend your right knee until your thigh is parallel to the floor. Extend your arms straight up over your ears. Press your left heel to the floor with your toes pointing out slightly. Orient your hips and shoulders directly forward by pulling your right hip back and pressing your left hip forward. Next pose, warrior one, interlaced hands, shoulder release. Lower your arms down by your sides. Lace your fingertips together behind your back and inhale to lift your chest up. Exhale to fold your torso inside your right leg, lowering the top of your head toward the floor. Relax your shoulders and reach your arms up behind you. Next pose, warrior two. Open your hips and shoulders to face your left side. Extend your right arm forward and your left arm back so they are parallel to the floor. Focus your gaze over your right hand. Reach out evenly forward and back through your arms and fingertips. Lengthen your spine as you sink your hips low. Press through the outside edge of your left foot. Next pose, Warrior 3. Bend at the hips and lengthen your torso forward so it's parallel to the floor, reaching your arms straight forward past your ears, shifting your weight onto your right leg, and lift your hips, raising your left leg until it's parallel to the floor. Flex your left foot, peek behind you, and make sure your left foot is pointing down. This will ensure square hips. Reach out evenly forward through the top of your head, back through your extended leg, and down through your standing foot. Next pose, Warrior 3, fingertips on the floor. Lower your arms and press your fingertips against the floor a few inches in front of your right foot. Next pose, Warrior 3, hands on shin. Lift your fingertips off the floor and bring your hands up to the front of your right shin. Next pose, Peaceful Warrior. Lower your left leg to the floor. Keep your hips low, bring your left arm down to the outside of your left calf, and extend your right arm straight up, looking toward your right hand. Next pose, Triangle. Come into a low lunge, pointing your left foot forward and your right foot out to the side. Open your hips and shoulders to face your right side and straighten your left leg. Extend your left arm forward and your right arm back, leading with the left side of your ribs, bring your shoulders out over your left leg and either place your left hand on your left shin or press your fingertips to the mat outside of your left foot. Extend your right arm straight up, open your torso to the right, and look up toward the right hand. Next pose, Rotated Triangle. Bring your fingertips to your right hand, to the floor outside your left foot. Open your shoulders to the left and extend your left arm straight up. Bring your right foot forward about a foot and press your heel down so your toes point a little out to the right side. Square your hips by pulling your left hip back and your right hip forward. Next pose, Extended Side Angle. Gently bring your fingertips of your left hand to the floor inside your left foot. Turn your torso toward the right and reach your right arm forward past your ear. Push down on your left hand and continue to rotate the shoulders and torso to the right. Look toward your right palm. Lengthen and breathe into both sides. You should feel one long line from the outside edge of your right foot through the fingertips of your right hand. Next pose. Bound extended side angle. Wrap your right arm around your back and bring your left arm behind your left thigh. Join hands and open your torso to the right. Turn your head to the right and reach the top of your head forward. Lift your torso away from your thigh. Next pose. Single leg forward bend with blocks. Stand with your right foot about 2 feet in front of your left foot. Place a block on each side of your right foot. Carefully place each hand on a block. Pull your right hip back so both hips are square to the front. With both legs straight, bend at the waist. Next pose. Single leg forward bend. Move the blocks aside and place your fingertips on the floor on each side of your right foot. Elbows slightly bent. Hang your torso over your right leg. To get more stretch, guide your hip back to square your hips in single leg forward bend. Working with square hips in this pose allows your body to effectively release tension and create flexibility in the hamstring. Next pose, chair. Stand with your feet under your hips. Bend your knees deeply and extend your arms overhead. Next pose, tree. Straighten your legs and grab your right ankle with your right hand. Press the sole of your right foot into your left upper thigh. When you feel steady, extend your arms overhead. Next pose, standing split. Bring your fingertips to the floor with one hand on either side of each foot. Lift your left leg back as high as you can, pointing your toes. Release your head toward your shin. Reaching out evenly in all directions helps with balance. Imagine a string is pulling your left foot up while a magnet is pulling your right foot down. Next pose. Standing split squat. Inhale as you bend both knees, lower your hips toward the floor, and bring your left knee outside your right ankle. Hover a few inches above the ground with your left shin parallel to the floor, toes pointed. Next pose. Standing twisted leg extension. Return to standing. Bend your right knee to your chest and grab the outside of your right foot with your left hand. Lengthen out of your lower back and extend your right leg forward. Open your torso toward the right and extend your right arm behind you, parallel to the floor. Look toward your right hand. Press firmly down through your standing leg by spreading your toes, engaging all the muscles in your leg and pushing your foot into the floor. You may hear in yoga class to push the floor away. That's what the teacher is talking about. Next pose, standing shin hug. Lift your right leg and bend your knees into your chest. You can bend your left leg slightly for balance. Wrap your hands around your right shin and hug your knees to your chest. Next pose. Big toe hold front. Bring the forefinger and middle finger of your right hand around your right big toe. Rest your left hand on your left hip for balance. Lengthen your back and straighten your left leg. If your back is straight and your left leg is also straight, try extending your right leg forward. Don't sacrifice a straight back when you extend your leg. Working with a straight back and a straight standing leg will open up your body efficiently. It's okay to keep your extended leg slightly bent. Next pose. Big toe hold side. Keeping the big toe hold, extend your right leg out to your right side. Next pose. Dancer. Come back to your shin hug and grab the inside of your right shin or ankle with your right hand. Raise your right leg as high as you can behind you while continuing to hold your shin with your right hand. Reach your left arm up to counterbalance. In dancer, it helps with balance to press your ankle or shin into your hand instead of lifting it back behind you. To put the pressure of your leg in your hand stabilizes you. Focus on a point straight ahead to stay steady. Next pose. Half moon. Bend at the waist and place the fingertips of your right hand on the floor a few inches in front of your right foot. Straighten your legs and lift your left leg straight behind you, flexing your foot. Open your hips, torso, and shoulders to the left and bring your left arm straight up. Look toward your left hand. Next pose. Twisted half moon. Stay on your right foot and bring the fingertips of your left hand to the floor onto your left shoulder. Square off your hips, then open your torso and shoulder to the right and lift your right arm straight up. You can check to see if your hips are square by dropping your head and making sure your left foot is pointing down. Next pose. Half moon, bent knee, arch. Twist your torso to the left. Rest the fingertips of your right hand on the floor. And raise your left hand off the floor. Bend your left knee and grab the top of your left foot with your left hand. Gently pull your left foot back behind your hips so your bent knee points to the right. Open your chest and look up. Chest opening trick. When opening the chest and shoulders in balance poses, such as half moon and twisted half moon, it helps to keep your neck and chest relaxed. Easing up in the chest area allows you to rotate your torso more easily.